Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds,
and more.
And visit reallifesci-fi.show for a bunch of stuff that's on there. And if you have a topic or guest that we should cover or invite respectively, email wadeandwillie@gmail.com. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's a band. There's four of them. They are called Two Times Through and the Two Times. You can find their Fat Chance EP on Spotify or wherever. And there's two songs. You guys got two songs and then two more songs to come out, right?
Correct.
You can talk. Now you can talk.
That is correct.
And I see you've all got your instruments and you're going to play for us live later in the show, which is very which is great. We're really looking forward to it.
Right. Well, Brian Wilson just showed up
from the grave.
Appreciate Brian Wilson's appearance here.
Tip of the cap, not the head.
Are you talking about the guy who's muted right now?
How you doing, dude?
I'm here.
Hello, Gabe.
There he
Thanks
is.
For being here. He hello, said he Gabe. Wasn't gonna. He said he wasn't gonna show up, and now here he is.
He got you. Got it.
Well, I mean,
good one.
We've been rolling this prank for 2 years.
So just a quick backstory of the band. You guys met in Riverside years back, right? And
oh, good grief.
Playing around back then. I'll let you tell the story, but you guys meet up every year to record, right?
Yeah, we were playing in some of us were in one band. Reinhammer was in another band we always played with, you know.
As sexy as it can be.
Wait, but so let me help. You're in Florida. These two guys, well, we got one guy in front of the, is that the Brooklyn Bridge? No, I'm joking. It's the Golden Gate Bridge.
Now.
So we got two guys in Cali. And then Gabe, I don't know where you are, Gabe.
Bay Area.
Bay Area. So we got three guys in the Bay Area. So you meet once a year?
It's all because of Murph.
Begrudgingly.
Yeah.
It's almost too much for some of us.
Do you guys have secret rehearsals behind his back that you don't tell him about? Is there like a whole other band that he's not a part of?
We don't talk about that, my friend. Sorry, Wade. That will be for the next show, please.
How does it work? Because I am curious about this, and I feel like if you're a band, like, how do you write? How do you rehearse? Like, how does the process go?
Well, we just don't do any of those things.
You write day one, record day two, fix it day three.
Right.
That's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
And really, is that for real? So you get a whole song out of like 2 days?
More than one song.
Yeah. Certain carpenters go against the grain. I don't know if this is a Christian kind of situation, but you know, that's what we do.
Yeah, you go against the grain, or
yeah,
I thought you were
going to
say you guys
know,
are
it's,
going.
It's more
grain.
Of a it's an FU to carpentry altogether. I think is what that was the whole reason we spurned this. You know, band.
We're Iron Men.
Yeah, who knew?
And I was hearing it's like, I haven't heard it. I didn't get any links or something. So if I was supposed to.
We're still creating them.
But it's like 90s. I want to say Superchunk. That's not right.
Hey, now. I don't mind
Superchunk's
that.
Superchunk's good.
Oh, is
you
it?
Know, I mean, it's kind of lo-fi stuff. It's a little bit sleazy.
We'll be noisy.
Yeah, we get some. We do some noisy stuff. Just kind of overall, really shitty.
And on that point, I just saw. So Willie made a video for one of our songs.
Oh right, yeah.
There's six comments on it. Most of them are pretty positive. There was one comment negging the music, and that was authored by Gabe Gartner. 1848.
Oh. Okay. So he's in the band.
Which yeah. We've been haunted by this ghost for a few years.
Well, you need some backstory first, which was we hung out in grad school. We knew each other, and then we all kind of disappeared, but we stayed friends for a few years. Murphy moved to Florida, and I was in Boston, and Murphy came out. I got married. Murphy came out, and then Jeff got married, and it was there where Murphy threatened to bloody me for some reason, and then I didn't talk to him for 10 years. So he would call me and I would ignore him, and then he would leave these messages. So finally I just had to answer the phone. I don't know what we talked about, but at some point it was like, I'm coming out, we're gonna do music. And I swore I wouldn't do it, but like most things, Murphy just wears you down slowly.
How we got to today.
Here we are.
Gabe's a bass player who hasn't owned a bass for a decade.
Yeah.
That's also true.
And he's still very good at the bass. It's
you
very
see Spinal Tap. You don't need to have any skill to do what I do.
Somehow we've recorded a whole album.
Who all lived in the house in Riverside that had the darts in the backyard?
That was me.
That was Gabe's house.
That was my house, right?
That was great.
Yep. Yeah.
I was there for a year, and then I got chased out by a roommate who nobody could stand. So we moved to a new house, and the new house had a pool. And I would come home, and they would just be in the backyard or in the pool drinking, playing with the dog.
30 packs of, what were we drinking, Miller Lite?
Something like that.
Hams sounds cooler, but at the same time, it was cost effective.
To get the MLs.
Yeah, but it was MLs.
I'm still drinking. So that was the dark pool.
And none of them.
Oh, it's the best light beer.
Yeah.
None of them lived in that house. Jeff and Murph and Reinhammer all lived together at one point, right?
We moved to Upland. That was our big move to the city. We made it all the way to Upland, which I think is LA County, so it counted.
It was a big toe into LA County.
We were only 50 minutes away from downtown.
So you get to pay all the taxes and get none of the benefits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
your trash gets picked up.
Sounds like our 20s. Yeah.
All right. Well, we do something here on the show called the Wow Scale.
Wow Scale. Are you a wait or are you a Willy?
Oh, it stands for Wait or Willy. It's a 5-question quiz. We're gonna do it like real rapid fire. I think just yes or no answers. At the end of the quiz, I'll give the entire band together. I'm going to weigh all these scores and give the band anywhere between a 0 and a 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willy. Are you all 4 ready to be weighed on the Wow Scale?
Ready.
Yes.
First question, 3-parter, yes or no. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I'll take it. Yes. Yes. And I had an encounter.
Well, let's pause the rapid fire. We got to hear about the encounter. And that's, if there is any stories that are.
Well, no.
Well, I'm going to take a pause on that one.
This is much more boring than it sounds like, but I had what I now know is one of these night terrors. But I didn't know about that. And I've always been freaked out about aliens. I refuse to watch Fire in the Sky or any bullshit like that because they are absolutely real. And this was at the Celeste House, Murph. I was in bed and a light shone through the window into the bathroom and the door opened. There was a fucking little alien and he came walking towards me and I wanted to move and I couldn't. I was paralyzed. I was making noise and my roommate, you remember Michael Gerger? You guys remember him? He came in and said that I was like scream sleeping and woke me up.
Wow.
But I don't know if that was just like something they implanted in my head or what.
Yeah.
But I am 100% convinced they are out there and they have visited Earth.
Did you get scanned, by the way, for devices? Yeah.
No, I have not. I probably.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know what? I did have to. I had the MRI where if there's anything metal in you, it would come flying out.
Oh.
So yeah. I had one of those and nothing came out. So.
Okay. So you're probably okay. I doubt that aliens would have any technology that wouldn't have metal.
Let's do. They're let's smart. Do.
Right? If they're here, they probably have some composite.
Yeah. No, yeah. You're fucked. Unknown. You're fucked.
Man, that mezcal pours well.
So I'm a near Wade. Yes to all.
That's fucking. It's all water. It's water and the cheapest vodka I can find.
All right. So Jeff's yes to all.
Oh, he's yes to all. Got it.
Yeah, I'm going to go the other way. No way, Jose, you know? Nah.
Not this carpenter.
Nah, across the board. No, come on. We got to have some, yeah, something going on here.
Okay.
I'm no, yes. Carl Sagan, dude. Carl Sagan says, you know, there's this possibility. So I'm for it.
Okay, so you've had your come to Jesus moment, but Jesus was Carl Sagan, and he convinced you.
Yeah.
You okay, know, second question.
Wait, here's the thing, though. You know, we're like ants.
Jesus Christ, this guy.
we're like goddamn ants to aliens. Yeah. If they can make it here.
They can make it anywhere, like Mary Tyler
Moore. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, sure, here we go.
They could have had a billion
what
years
have you done,
head start.
Wade?
We're so insignificant to them, but they are definitely here.
This guy calls himself a fucking goddamn scientist.
I mean, somebody's... Well, first of all, somebody has to be the counterpart. Second of all, come on, man.
Yeah, come on.
Ease up,
that's dumb. That's dumb. Let's move on.
We're easing into this like an old man into a hot bath. I mean, what the hell?
Okay, second question. Ghosts. Just ghosts, question mark.
Okay.
What do you have to say?
I like that.
No.
No, yeah, absolutely not. Fodder for entertainment. I'm the right on the oh, here we go.
Two yeses?
100%.
Jeff's a yes.
Spirits are real.
Yes. What did Murphy say?
It should plan very well for our next 48 hours. We hang out together next year.
I'm a yes.
Or this year. Who knows?
Gotcha. So that's a tie. All right, Bigfoot.
This is some serious calculus you have.
I know. I got to write all this shit down.
That's an Excel sheet you have in front of you.
Right? All right.
This is my game. This is the way that the WoW scale has looked. It's just some old, I don't have paper.
Yeah.
So it's just some paste of that someone sent
real
to me.
Microsoft.
This is like 3 years of shit.
Gabe,
they figured you out, man. They figured you out. I'm hoping you're getting Gabe a cut because that's ridiculous.
So Gabe's a real life certified biologist. So
Bigfoot,
this answer
Gabe.
Better be
no.
Bigfoot is the real answer.
They're out there.
No Bigfoot.
And then Ryan Hammer, did you say yes?
Yeah. Throw me in on the yes bucket.
Oh no, Jeff says yes.
Yeah,
right. What's that question? Yes.
Okay, Bigfoot.
Oh, for sure. Come on.
All right, Murphy.
I mean, bipedal things. Sure, Bigfoot. No, I gotta
you're,
go. No,
yeah, Ryan Hammer, you're no aliens, but yes, Bigfoot.
Come on, you know that guy's walking around having a good old time.
How the fuck would he not have been shot by some yokel at this point?
Way too smart, dude.
Moving through private property.
Way too smart. Also, he has offspring, and he can't be a she, or who knows? Maybe he's just multiplying out kids left and right. Maybe it's ambiguous. Maybe who knows? Like, pop, pop, pop. Like a spider, dude. I know you do snakes and stuff. Come on, you know how that shit works.
Well, that's a good question. Are there mammals who can fuck themselves?
For
and like procreate,
sure,
procreate.
Sure, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think there's any
medium.
I don't think there's any self fuckable mammals.
Okay.
Oh, I have a joke that's adjacent to
San Francisco, my friends.
That's I have a ellipsis. Joke that's adjacent to that, Wade.
What? Murphy, what's your joke?
You know how Spider-Man finger bangs himself?
Oh, it's a visual joke.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right. Well, keep that one for the reel.
Pretty good.
Well, so, and that has to be Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, because the rest of the Spider-Mans.
Yeah. The rest of, yeah.
They've just built their
web. It's just science.
Just science. Okay, next question. Was 9/11 an inside job?
Oh, come on. It's an easy one.
There's the inappropriate answer. Then there's the political answer. No, it was not.
No, what do you believe, though?
No.
All right.
I'll say yes to some degree. Maybe they just let it happen, but.
Yeah, okay. That's within the. We have disputes about this question, and we've yet to iron them out, but I think who's next? Ryan Hammer?
Yeah, there's an appeasement there, but I'll say yes as well.
Okay, shit. Is it going to be another tie? Where do we go here, Murph?
Nope.
Shit, another tie. Okay. Yeah,
we got to get a fifth member of our band.
You do, yeah.
Wade, well, do you play the instruments?
I play the drums. So you need a drummer? Who's the drummer?
You could fight Jeff.
Yeah, you could. You get good with knives. Are you good with knives?
What if we do two drummers? Let's do two drummers. I'll be the percussionist. I'll buy two timpanis.
Percussionist with knives. Oh my God. Yeah. You're throwing knives at cymbals.
I mean, if we're going to throw shit, let's do stars, right?
Fucking okay, stars at the go.
Stars at the cymbals and knives on the on the drum heads. Okay. We're on last question. Last question.
Yeah.
The multiverse. Like, can a multiverse exist?
Absolutely.
Is this in a Marvel way?
No, like, could you? Is there? It's more of like a
parallel universes.
Yeah, that's a yes. I think we're in that.
Damn it. That was my answer.
Go for it. Do it.
Follow your heart. Yeah, I'm with you. I think they absolutely can exist. Oh,
okay.
Murphy is in.
Jesus Christ, you guys. I thought Gabe was a real grown-up scientist.
So well, I'm guessing it's a no.
No. No, man. I mean, no. Jesus okay, Christ, so no.
There's only one Murph. This is the one Murph.
This is the one Murph, yeah. and okay, so you've got... Okay, so as a band, you're a zero. You're a straight-up zero. You're a Wade. You guys don't believe in anything, which is great. Congratulations.
I like being compared or advertised as a zero.
Yeah.
For some reason, I actually appreciate that.
I didn't think about it much when we conceptualized it.
Yeah. From the 90s, though, you know, a total zero.
It's good. It's
slang appropriate, but also very real. And so,
I'm Billy
thanks
Corgan,
for,
man. I'm embracing.
Thanks for cutting
the zero,
deep, Billy.
You
know? Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the topic, Willie. What do we got?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the Boogasphere. A metallic sphere that was videotaped floating around. It ended up hitting a power line in Buga, Colombia, crashed, and was recovered by civilians. It's now being studied by scientists of all types. Is this a probe from another world? Secret military tech? Was it reverse engineered from a UAP machine or just another hoax? Let's talk about it tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Is this a visual? It's a sphere that, what did it do? It crashed?
Yeah.
Did it crash? I'm sorry. I don't really listen. I get the gist and I move my drinks around and then I forget to actually listen. So it's a sphere. Like crashed in, so
there's
in
a sphere
Buga?
that's bigger than a little bit bigger than a soccer ball, and there's three videos of it in this area. I'll just share my screen real quick. So this thing, yeah, it hit a power line and then they recovered it. Now they're doing tests on it, and I want to talk about some.
This happened recently.
This happened in May.
Oh my God!
It looks like a fucking soccer ball.
Yeah, this is a World Cup propaganda
soccer ball.
I did some homework. And just watching this this whole Boogasphere narrated by Peter Dinklage, which I'm pretty sure is real, or it's an AI,
right?
You know, total fake. But like at the same time, regardless, is impressive.
that. I mean,
it's captivating because his darn voice is so good, first of all. Second of all, why the hell am I listening to it 36 minutes into it and, like, still going on about this damn Bugasphere?
You watched a 36-minute video narrated
well, I was mopping AI and cleaning at the same time in the background, but I got to be honest, that's a fair question.
So here's this thing floating around, and debunkers are like, oh, it's on a helicopter, you know, dragging it around. But when you watch it, there's three videos on it.
Where is Buga?
In Colombia.
In Colombia.
Okay.
So it hit a power line, and this person grabbed it. So there's like 8 minutes of footage where this thing's moving in all directions, up, down, left, right. You don't see any sort of propulsion. When he got it, he picked it up, and, you know, he felt dizzy and felt dry and tasted metallic. He weighed it on camera right away, and it was like 2 kilograms. A little bit later, I don't know how much
what's
later.
What's 2 kilograms? Like, how much is that?
Thank you, Wade.
Four and a half pounds.
Four and a half pounds. Thank you. We got a scientist here.
About 5 apples.
Willie, did you say he's
about five apples?
I say what?
It's 2 kilos, Wade. That's a lot of money.
He said he had a metallic taste in his mouth after carrying it. So
now that you put it in terms that I understand.
So they've been doing scans on the, the person that had it. So the person that found it gave it to his cousin, who has I forget what his company does, but, right away, this guy is getting calls like, hey, you need to give that to us. We work for the Air Force. There's people giving him threats. There's people saying like, oh, this was actually ours. You need to give it back to us. So he gave it to this guy, Jaime Masson. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. He is a UFO researcher. He recently did those scans on those Peruvian mummies. And I think that those are pretty compelling recently.
People think are aliens
because they're like, they've got weird shaped bodies. And
what did he do with them?
He led an investigation to scan those. So he's a big time UFO researcher in Mexico.
Okay.
And you know, he's been debunked because somebody sent him a fake video and he, you know, was like, this looks pretty real. At any rate, they tricked him
into losing his license.
They've been doing studies on it. Some of the studies I saw where they were like hitting it with different frequencies and there were signals coming back from it. This thing doesn't have any weld marks or bolts or anything like that. It's just a sphere. They've been trying to keep it intact, not cut it open. Some people have said that the inner workings based on scans looks like a bunch of fiber optics. And so the crazy thing is, if it was the same object, which I believe it was that was in the air, however this thing was flying is a technology that we have not seen yet. And so sure, they're making claims that it's aliens or whatnot, but it's like, no matter what, we haven't seen this shit before. So that's where I first wanted to start is like, whether it's rough to just come out and say this is alien, but it is true that we haven't seen anything fly like this before.
Yeah. Unless you count a balloon, you know, I mean, we can make balloons. I'm just not convinced. I mean, it's kind of floating around. I haven't seen the video. Is there a part where it like is definitely flying?
Well,
it just looks like it's floating.
It's 8 minutes of it going, up, down, left, right. And so here's the other thing. There was another sphere that came out the next week, exact same thing. And they do a side by side of it, same pattern on it, same size, it looks like. And so people are like, is this thing looking for the other one? Or trying to find the other one, or
they're in love. That's nice.
My immediate thoughts are if it's either secret military or it's just some kind of probe, you know, that is like gathering information. But why is it in Colombia? You know,
why is it running into power lines? Goddamn smart. So,
can't be too smart.
I guess that's why I thought it was a balloon, because that's the only thing I've seen run into power lines. Right? I've never seen... even birds are pretty good at... Well, how does that work? They just don't touch the... I'm sorry. I don't want to get... What are the designs on it, though? Because you showed us the designs.
Let me pull up a better picture of it, because some people are like, oh, this is fake. Look, they try to make it look like a computer chip.
And they're like an elfish writing on it.
Is there really? There's some scrawl, weird,
like a, what looks like runes.
Let's say that this is all real and stuff. Like, I don't know that the military would be like, hey, let's put some fucking like Lord of the Rings shit on this, you know, like really fuck with people.
I know. In case somebody finds it, they're going to think it's some idiot.
And then we'll do like a false. It's aliens. I don't know what their thinking would be. Let's put alien writing on our thing. Do you think that the designs have anything to do with the fly, or are they, they have to, right?
So this is like what looks like writing, you know, somebody's like, oh, this looks like it's trying to be a computer chip. And I'm like, that's not how I see it. These are these half moons right here. And around the outside, I'll try to find another picture of the side where it's just like, it has an equator that has a bunch of little holes in it. So this is what they think it looks like from the scans. There's a bunch of spheres on the inside, and there's what they think are fiber optic cables coming from.
Well, that looks like a magnetic field, right? I mean, doesn't that look like
anti-gravity of some sort? Right.
So they scanned it, and that's what they think's inside. I missed the part where they scanned it, and they actually had shit to say about it. Like, that's crazy. They've
been doing all different types of scans. The problem is none of it's peer reviewed. So
sure, take it with a grain of salt. But usually if you scan something, it would be like, I don't know. It would be like, yes, it's human. And yeah.
Someone took some liberties on that rendering of what they think it looks like.
Here's a close-up.
Does anyone have any kind of mechanical sign? Oh, it does kind of look like a computer chip, I guess.
That looks exactly like the tramp stamp I got last year.
Oh, shit. Did you lose any time?
I don't remember getting it.
Found myself in Colombia 3 days later.
Okay, I just wanted to. I want to get a picture. A little bit of.
Is that real?
The
one next to you, the next to your cursor here with the guy on the couch. Is that real?
Yeah.
So it's that big. It's like the size of a big dog.
This is a forced perspective thing. This one really is bigger than a soccer ball.
A soccer ball. I forgot you already said that. Right. Okay. So a basketball then.
Yeah. So I wanted to show you this one because, so see this, they don't find any weld marks or rivet marks or anything. So it is just one sphere.
We're talking about the hemisphere if you're just listening. Thank you.
And this is how it flies up and down the equator is parallel to the ground.
So it's northern and southern hemisphere and that's the way it flies.
And this thing spins. So when you see this spinning, you don't make out these details because this metal ball is spinning. And there's video of that. I'll show that.
But not the bottom.
There's no designs on the bottom.
Oh, so you don't know if it spins.
It could be.
Got it.
Yeah. The bottom is basically Cardi B. The top is Beyonce.
The bottom. Okay, let me work this through. I don't know a lot about either of them. So the bottom is Cardi B, which means, is she known for having a big butt, or is that someone else?
I think so.
Okay, so
Looking at the folks that are
represented on these videos, we're probably not the best iteration of context.
For describing black women, yeah.
Well, probably not. Yeah, let's start there.
So let's go around the horn real quick just to get some quick view ideas. Like, hey, what do you think of this thing? Initial thoughts and
I'll do points like the sports show. Remember the sports show around the horn? I'll do the points. Right. And make sure you scream just like
I'll make
show
the
too.
Noises.
Just scream
the
over each other.
I actually thought it was a soccer ball that somebody had kicked, like sailing through the air, that it was just painted silver. And I still kind of think that.
0 points. Sorry, Wade. I just gave the points.
Oh, fuck. I forgot my job immediately.
I interrupted you. I don't know, man. I think it's cool. I love the idea of a thing that's going to do something that we don't know shit about, and they're gonna weigh it. That was the one of the things that I saw. Like, it doesn't weigh the same at certain
times.
After
a little bit of time.
So, yeah, so yeah. Cool. It weighs different. So that's like super cool. That's super weird. That's great.
And also, I'm not trying to cut you off, but like, that's not something you would think of if you're doing a hoax, right?
Hey, that's interesting.
Like, right.
I guess you get stoned right. And you're like, what if it weighs different? And everyone's like, what?
Totally.
It doesn't seem like that's inventive.
The pizza rolls are ready. Yeah.
Totally. I mean, it feels phony, but I love this different weight thing. That's very cool. It's very cool to say, like, you know, I weigh a little different at different times of the day after I have a number two. But
that's the thing. Gaining weight is the impressive part of it. Like, you could have something release a fluid or gas and become lighter, but gaining weight is
with
that's
no
true
input.
Magic right there.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jeff?
I wish the videos, I wish they were a little better, more convincing. I feel it's that intentional man-made thing to try to play into kind of the idea that there are objects visiting us, but this one
when
seems
someone
kind
says
of,
that though,
kind
my
of man-made.
Question, my question
like
is,
crop circle, the folks who make like that have been out right. You know, making crop circles.
Well, but talk to Willie about it for like an hour.
Right. And then, but there could be those, where they are real, then you have the homage human-made versions of it. That are
I'm waiting for them to try and make money off of it somehow. Until they've tried to make money off of it, I'm kind of like, well, I'll see.
They start branding, putting.
Yeah, you know, well, like with Bigfoot or whatever, they're always like, I found a Bigfoot, come and give me $20 and you can look at it. Like, if they start doing tours
or
something with
all of Roswell outside of it.
Yeah. I mean, if the government was smart, yeah, they would start just doing tours.
Alien jerky.
Yeah.
You know, you can get your Booga metal implants on your teeth if you know, we do them real cheap down here.
Dude,
you need some
Booga Super Balls.
Dude,
give them to your kids.
Yeah. Booga tattoos from the
Christmas,
microchip
all the
on
rage.
The top.
Yeah, come get on. The tramp stamp at Murphy.
Yeah, what if this
is screaming for a Booga tramp?
We're just going to go this with the Booga butt beads.
Your Booga wah balls.
They fly in every
there
direction.
There was no string connecting the whole lineup. It just came out on their own.
This could be viral marketing.
If they do Booga butt beats, I'm like, yeah.
Would it just be fishing line?
Yeah, be a fishing line and some of those big marbles.
Just a Friday gone wrong, but at the same time, is it? Has it? Maybe question mark.
You don't know until you drag
across the top of the ceiling. best investment ever.
So, Brian, what do you think?
Oh, okay.
Oh my god. You know, I gotta be honest. I feel like some of these, they're definitely they want you to join in. They want you. They're enticing you to bring you into the fold of this is happening. The radioactivity piece plus the it's dangerous. I think at one point some of the stuff I had read or come across was the plantation life of that it touched was dead all of a sudden. I don't know if you saw this as well,
like,
but
the
like
ground
oh,
that it
like oh my
on,
goodness,
a circle of dehydrated dead.
Yeah, like all of a sudden it's somehow sucking this I don't know, hydration from the plants around them, and now they're dying. And then like it just felt like, is this radioactive? It spawned so many other questions. Of like,
it could be like a terraforming ball, right? Like
oh my gosh.
In a world that they hate oxygen or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Somebody's doing us wrong. Somebody or something is doing us wrong. And there's an aggressive, no way, thank you very much, action, I feel like. See,
I mean, this is pretty compelling to me. You know, I don't mm-hmm. think it's alien. I think it's reverse engineered and they're flying it around, whatever. But mm-hmm. I do believe in this narrative that they're trying to scare the shit out of everyone with UAP shit. You know, I can't answer why this thing would be in Colombia, but I will say that it is a good place to hoax something because, you know, if that thing was flying around in America, I guarantee you FAA can track things that small. I don't know any situation where a civilian would have it and then maintain it. Cause he was saying he was getting mm-hmm. threats too, of like, there were some people dressed up as cops that tried to take it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay. If this really was alien, America would have gotten it. I fully believe that they would have gotten it from them.
Like yeah. they would have gone yeah. to Colombia and taken it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hmm. Like you, so in that belief, do you think the US of A, their reach is not beyond their own borders? Also, mind you, the Christian angle. Ooh, gross, right? Like, oh, what, all of a sudden, is there something else? Willie, you believe that there is this thing that does exist and that is out there, which is fine and awesome. And I also agree with you that the footage does show itself to be something.
Real or fake, the weird language on there could be tied to old demonic things, you know? So like everybody gets to take their spin at it.
Yep.
Oh
yep.
Shit. I thought Reinhammer was saying that like if this thing's real, God can't be.
I mean, the language is weird. Like why, if you're doing something stealth, why add that unless you want it to be found?
Yeah,
there we go,
for sure. Like what is that? Do not touch, it will dehydrate you. Like,
so now we just have to decipher it, and then our Lord Satan will come and save us all from this from this fucking shit that's happening.
He knows the Oh, <shit. laughs> I was trying to do this with him.
That could have been better.
Cut.
Oh, I do like that version though, where it's like it's the devil's trick,
right?
It's like a Ghostbuster plot where they're like,
totally,
oh man, everyone's so curious now, we'll just send it out there, someone will get yes. it, decipher it, read and it just, and then we're free,
and then open it.
Yeah,
oh shit, we could open it too.
Open it.
Has anyone tried to chisel it down or anything?
They're waiting, because as soon as you open it, you're going to ruin the tech, because it is still emitting signals that they're trying to learn about.
Is right. there a plan to open it? Like, it feels like if it's like working, you wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, that's why they haven't yet. That's what they say. And it's like, yeah. So it's not working, it's not flying, but it's still emitting frequencies.
Right. This is
what kind of
crazy.
Frequencies? Radio frequencies?
Are they radioactive? Are they
no,
are they subjective to like our boys up here in the NorCal, like pan flutes? Or is this biometric? What are we talking
they were,
here?
They were saying,
yeah, there's a pan flute thing. There's a pan flute thing. It's responding to different frequencies.
So when they hit it with frequencies, it emitted a 125 megahertz frequency, and then the signal started changing from 80 to 120 to 75 to 120. So it was, the frequency was oscillating, and they didn't know anything else about it, but it was changing.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting. It is interesting for an object.
Mm-hmm.
This weird sphere, we don't know anything about it. It's very interesting, you know, for it to weigh different things, for it to respond to different frequencies differently.
Who knows how much of this is true, right? It's all coming from like what is the narrator called in literature that
Oh,
yeah.
No, sorry.
Columbia.
Yeah.
Duh.
Columbia. It's all coming from Columbia, and you can't trust anything they say.
Now, even the copy MIT. That they tricked you into thinking was the greatest. This was Maxwell House.
This didn't
House.
Go through a cat's butt.
I didn't know we had to announce that before the sponsorship part came through, but...
Oh, no, like, you're
going to... MIT, by the way, has given me full credential...
to speak at will on this topic?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got at least two graduate students that are willing to participate.
I kind of just want to go around, like, pretend that everything that we just said or that Willie just said is real, right? That it weighs different, it's emitting frequencies. Just pretend that's real. I don't necessarily believe it, but what would it be then? I mean, same answers, I guess. It's either military or alien, right?
Chance of hobby, but yeah.
No, I think anyone with a basic engineering background could do that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What about
like a remote
about,
control, that, like fly a little sphere around?
Well, I'm talking specifically about things like, you know, emitting different frequencies and
okay.
I'm still not convinced that the movies aren't bullshit.
They don't look the same, long, too.
I've spent way too much time on Instagram watching people make full-length basketball shots and shit like that, which I was convinced were real for ages. And now I know. It's magic. They can do it. So making a little spherical ball.
I mean, that's interesting. If you're going to hoax something and you're out here in Colombia, you have all the free time in the world to make it as real as possible. There's no one around watching you make this, you know, that's it. You know, like if you're anywhere else,
Colombia is a pretty developed country.
Well, I'm saying like, if you look at the footage of this thing flying around, it's just an empty mountainside. So,
well, that you can see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I'm thinking like, okay, let's go viral. I don't know, man. It's like, here's the thing. So Willie and I have been trying to go viral since the internet was created.
I've heard of this.
It's really hard to do, and I don't know how to do it. Unless you're like a preteen, like Adonis boy, I don't know how to go viral online.
I have
because
four viral videos, three of them were troll videos, and one of them I cheated, and then it kept going.
Well, please tell me one of those were the two times through and the two times.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do anything about
darn
that.
It. Yeah, we didn't eclipse the necessary following for that one.
Where can we find that video? Because we can pump it up a little bit, I think.
Although was amazing, and I
is it on YouTube?
We all appreciate and love. Gosh darn it.
It's
yeah,
on
where
the band.
Is that?
It's not too late to go viral. We can still make it go viral.
It's just getting started.
Yeah. So where is it? Let's tell these 20,000 people or whatever where it's at.
Murphy, please, for the love of God, the two times through
and the two times YouTube video, and it's also on my page too.
What a great video. Also, thank you immensely. I don't know how that ever would have gotten.
Thank him on your own time. We got this.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Back to business.
My thing is, if Gabe, that's the one selling point to me is that here's this video and then they picked it up. And so like for you to say that the video could be fake, it's going like, fuck, dude, you're right, man. Like it looks real, but you could fake that. Fuck, dude. Like,
you make movies. You can tell me better than I would.
I mean,
know.
No, you could. Yeah. A circle?
I couldn't.
That has no juts in any direction. So you can't even really tell that it's spinning. Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
You just grab any circle on the fucking internet and throw it.
So the video is interesting because it zooms in and zooms out, which are the things, but they can do that now, you know? Like, there's anybody
it's
can do
so
that.
Easy. I mean,
and how many more are there? Right. Like, I mean, have we seen any of these things other than in Buga, Colombia? I mean, even recently, I'm curious. I'm throwing a stone.
You mean
there.
Outside of the wife one, right? The wife one that he's looking for it.
I mean, just like curiosity is what it is, and here we are together. And thank you very much, Wade. But yeah, I don't know.
No, I just mean like there's a lot of two.
Are there more?
But this is happening right now, is from my understanding. So like when would there be more?
This would be convincing to me if this thing at night had a glow to it, because most UFO videos appear to be some sort of sphere, you know?
Well, look, if it's a probe, why Buga Columbia? If there had been simultaneous videos of 10 of these things in Calcutta, Buga, Sydney, like any good UFO movie.
I was trying to look it up. It's like they're part of NATO. They have a military, but they don't have anything there worth giving a shit about. It, you know, not that I know what they're going after, because I, you know, and
the residents of Buga are going to be very upset.
Yeah. Well, all of our Buga followers.
but you know what? If you're in Buga, we'll give you a free month of Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi.
Finally, the folks of Buga will be represented.
Let me interrupt, and I'm going to put Wade and Willie on the spot here. Now, I think of you guys as writers. I think of you as comedians. I know neither of you think of yourselves as comedians, but I do. Actors and directors, and
just like when the world crumbles, we will have no skills, is what you're saying.
Well, everybody here, you don't have to worry about that.
Well, yeah, that's
no. It sounds like you can identify bugs or something that we could eat.
Indeed,
you can catch a snake.
I'd rather die.
Indeed, he can. But you're visual guys, and so you do visual art, you know how to edit, you know how to do all this shit. You've been doing it for, you know, 30 years, whatever. So I'm watching these videos of the goddamn Bugasphere. You guys could have made that when you were in fucking Fort Collins.
That's what I'm saying.
I couldn't have, but I mean,
you could have. Thank you very much. But we couldn't have motion tracked it the way, I mean, camera's moving and shit,
but people can do that you now, could've. But I still, when I watch it, maybe it's me being, cause I don't want it to be real. I'm just going like, oh, it looks pretty good.
You don't want it to be real. I want it to be real more than anything. I want it to end the world as we know it. Like I would love for Buga aliens to come and be like, that's ours, give it back. And then like really take Earth.
I mean, here's what I want. I want this to be a reverse engineered craft that opening up and exposing it can reveal some technology that the world should have. That's what I want. But I don't like to throw my hopes into shit that I'm watching, because I'm like, if I want it to be real, I'm going to believe it more. So if it is a hoax, I don't want to be this champion for this thing that ended up being fake, you know? So
No. Listen, I'd never heard of this before. I don't think you're being a champion. Like, what's the consensus here? Do most people think it's just fake? Like completely fake, just like computers?
When you say most people, you mean like what's the world's take on it right now?
No, I'm asking the room.
Here. Oh, the room. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if we went through this. I hadn't thought about it being like a, yeah. So go on.
Fake.
No, I think, I also agree. It's fake.
I think the ball is real, but I don't think it flew around on the video.
I heard Cabal is real.
Somebody made some kind of ball.
Changes this show entirely.
So, yeah.
I think it's real. And I think it has anti-gravitational technology in it that we could crack. What were you gonna say, Jeff?
Then you gotta go to Buga.
We gotta make a trip.
Well,
Willie, I think you had the best point, which is if this was truly real, we probably never would have heard about it, and it would have got snatched up by
Buga would just be glass
by the real the people who really run the world.
It would just be a smoldering hole in the forest.
They're gonna switch it out, and it's gonna be a soccer ball. Like,
Yeah. Little did you know, Messi touched this.
This is
World Cup 2026.
Yeah, the people of Colombia would know why we don't have free healthcare.
This was a Spalding ad. Those you motherfuckers.
We've been had. all over the place.
They open it up and it's a Spalding logo.
Oh man. Yeah.
They got us good.
Oh, and then they're like, bend it like fucking aliens or some shit. Like they have a new fucking, like, this ball's got total control.
Yeah, like, totally. Bend it like Gleckum or somebody.
Yeah, it's just like some gonzo.
Yeah, they have a new alien. His name is Gleckum, and he comes out and he's like, meep, 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 meep.
Three legs.
He kicks the ball real hard. And I go, they're like, bend it like Gleckum, dude. Just this fictional. Sure.
It's like, in your daughter.
Why does Ronald sell hamburgers? He's a clown. We might as well have an alien sell a soccer ball.
Fuck it, dude. They just turned the corner of advertising and everything.
That's amazing. They crack it open and it's just
figured
shell.
It out. Yep.
It's just a shell and it goes.
How we can make more money.
And then they sell out like this
pristine soccer balls.
This beautiful egg of soccer balls.
I would love for that to happen. That's great. Well, plus, it's the right continent.
Well, now we know how soccer took hold.
I just got off the
worldwide
phone.
Sport, huh?
I just got off the phone with George Lucas, and it's the next BB-8.
Oh shit! It's the next BB-8. Yeah, so he doesn't even like have a marketing. Head this time.
It's a marketing thing for the next crap movie. They got thinking about it.
Yeah, from the director of fucking Minesweeper or whatever. Yeah. Can't think of a bad movie.
I don't know why. I mean, challenge is out there to create some viral thing like this that ends up being an ad, you know, for reals.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, no,
for
they could do sure. They could do it if they played the slow game.
You know, that little skin bear they found. Did you guys hear about this thing? They found a teddy bear out front of a gas station in Southern California wrapped in human skin.
Whoa.
Stitched together. And I'm like, this is just some marketing bullshit for the next like Five Nights at Freddy's or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why I'm thinking this fear, it's actually, you are on the right track. It's actually marketing for like the World Cup's next soccer ball or some shit.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
But okay. So here's the thing.
Some graduate student is like spending several weeks reporting on the sphere, and it's like, you know what? Fuck that, dude. You know what? We're going to go a whole different way. Let's get creative. Throw some human skin on this thing. Really get some skin in the game, as they say. Huh? And really let's make a fucking Saw 10 or 11 or whatever the fuck we're at. Sorry. Let's go for it.
So here's where I'm at, because I do believe in these things. I do believe some of the UAPs are real. I think that they're just doing their business and they don't give a shit about us. They don't need to say hi to us. I think this could be a viral thing and to get attention thing. And what would it be for? To scare everyone enough to put more money into a defense program that involves defense from UFOs. So it's like more military.
It's the Booga Board of Tourism.
Booga Board. The
You're
Booga
talking
Board.
About Colombian military, right?
Right.
Well, no. You scare the world. It happens in Colombia, but you scare the world, and we're like, oh, if this is real, we can't defend ourselves from this. One idea out there is the reason why they added the Space Force, because the Air Force had a Space Force and it was called the Space Force, was because there's going to be so much more space traffic happening, whether it be mining asteroids, mining the moon. There's going to be a lot more crime that happens in space. Like if you have crafts that can intercept rockets full of diamonds, we're going to need like space police.
Space crime?
I just feel like,
first of all, space crime sounds awesome.
That sounds awesome, dude.
Everything space sounds awesome crime? If you put space in front of it. Like space urine sounds awesome.
That should have been
except when you say it, though. I gotta be honest, Wade.
Well, that's because I don't go that way, if you know what I mean. That might be your thing, but I'm not into water sports. I think the only thing that we just gave ICE like $1 billion. So
yeah,
I don't know that we need to like concoct, and I know that this is Columbia or whatever, but I don't know that we need to like create
justification.
Yeah, paint a little Mexican boy on it and send it across the border, and then maybe we could get more money. But like, I don't think anyone's going like, oh fuck, that sphere that those civilians caught. Let's ramp up the defense. You know what I mean? Like,
this is the slow game of what they're gonna find out. You know what I mean? Like once you find out, once they reveal it, if what I'm saying could be a reality, then they're gonna say, oh, this is not from Earth. There are things on Earth probing us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, you know, so we're right there.
But they could say that at any time, right? Like, why haven't they? Like, if they just need more money. I mean, I don't know. I just think
in
like
civilians'
the money thing,
hands. I feel I like it's the is a
taken
hard
down
target.
By a taken down by a power line isn't doesn't make it all that threatening.
Let's add some more power lines.
So here's what we do: more power lines. Maybe that's what it is. It's fossil fuel. It's big industry. What's the fossil fuel? Big oil, whatever. Just going like.
You need us guys, to protect you from alien crafts.
Yeah, we need power lines everywhere. Let's get some more government contracts. Talking. It's the only thing that can they'll fly around and eventually baseball. Get caught in the power lines. It feels like none of you guys are into this, like at all.
Skeptically.
Murphy, what did you say about the video? Everyone else doesn't like it, except Willie.
I don't like it.
Okay, none of us like it, Willie. None of us like it. So, what are your? Do you want to wrap it up? And then we're going to hear a song. Let me get up your band name here. Two times through, and the two times are going to play a song for us live. It's going to be amazing. With the weird, like we're all on Zoom, so I don't know how the timing's going to work out. I'll do like a slate or something, and then I'll count you guys down. And then hopefully like it all sounds just like it was recorded on the album. But until then, Willie, let's wrap the show up. And anyone else who has anything.
I am still very excited about what's going to come from this, only because there are a lot of people excited about it working together. They're trying different things. If this sphere was flying around, then we're going to learn something that the world needs to know about. Whoever's technology this was, like, holy shit. Like, if we get this, things are going to change in a positive way, I think. So sure, there's a lot of people pushing ideas before the science is coming out about it. One take is that's irresponsible because you're putting ideas in people's heads. One idea is,
maybe, that never happens on the internet. It's fine.
Maybe it's good to push this stuff out there so people have these ideas because it is going to get taken from them. But I'm following the story and I'm excited for it to be something different. I'm expecting it to somehow be a hoax, but I hope that it's not. Today I wore all of my metal aliens. I wore Mechagodzilla.
Oh my gosh.
Shockwave. And Skeletor. I mean, he's not metal, but it matched.
One of these things is not like the others. Skeletor.
They're all purple. They're all aliens.
Sounds pretty metal to me.
I'm going to speak for lunchtime at the same time. You know, we're scientists and we like facts. And it's super cool. There's an object. It exists. That's cool. So let's study the object. What does it do? And, you know, how do we learn about this? It's a very slow process. Cool to learn about it and figure out what's next. I can't
see. The fact is, you can buy Murphy's Boonga Butt Beads online now at the link.
We should get out ahead of that, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyone else?
Final thoughts? Thank you very much for inviting us. I would just say, what a ragtag bunch of hooligans at the very least. And thanks for bringing us on the show.
Well, no problem. I mean, we're going to continue talking if you guys want. We've got a whole nother hour or so to do on the post show. You're completely voluntary. I saw a thumbs up from Murph, so like we're good to go if everyone else wants to drop out.
Go home.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. Before you go, we gotta close out this show, and then also we'll take.
No, he can leave.
Let me take another picture though with Gabe in it.
Oh, he wasn't here. Okay.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, Gabe. Nobody likes you. Nobody likes you. Anyways.
One picture.
Asshole.
Okay, I took it.
I was promised no Gabe.
I'm sorry. I didn't have anything Bummer. To do with this, so I don't know why I'm apologizing. All Gabe, thanks for being here, man. Thanks for taking the time. Say hey to your kids for me. Eat some ice cream.
Sounds good. See you guys later.
Later. Right.
Gabe, see you in a month.
So, yeah, if you guys want to stick around, we're going to continue the conversation. Until then, I just need to tell our listeners, thanks for listening. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Look up two times through and the two times wherever you look for music. And thank you guys so much. I guess the only thing left is the sign off, which is a throwback to, I don't know, maybe you sound a little like Nirvana, but I don't know. Do you sound like Nirvana? Okay. Yeah, nothing like Nirvana.
Of course we do.
Okay. But
like Nirvana.
Another split decision. I guess it's of course you don't sound like Nirvana.
We sound just
you would be
like
hugely
Nirvana.
Successful if you sounded like Nirvana, yeah. Right? Or has that time passed?
We're the new Nirvana.
Good God.
The new Nirvana. Well,
talk
thanks,
to
guys.
Target on that one.
And just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Fuck.
I'm so bad at things.
Real life sci-fi.